Ciao, benvenuti, my name is Marco and we are here, young and not so young, beautiful minds of the world who wanted to learn Italian with a newbie lesson for you.
That's right, so this newbie lesson is going to be short and sweet
explosive.
And to the point, but also very explosive. So keep your ears open, you're going to be learning a little bit about coffee and espresso.
The word for you is mocha.
Mocha, that's an espresso maker that goes on the stove, it's a mocha. La mocha. So you'll hear that doing many different things. And when we come back from listening to this three times, we'll be translating and kind of going over some of the bits and pieces of this dialogue.
Dialogue, first time. Ma c'è l'acqua nella mocha?
Sì.
Sicura? Appunto. Dialogue, second time. Ma c'è l'acqua nella mocca?
Sì.
Sicura? Appunto. Dialogue, third time. Ma c'è l'acqua nella mocca?
Sì.
Sicura? Appunto.
We are back. So, Marco, this is very, very dramatic lesson for
very common
such a common topic.
It's a very common thing. We talked about it in another lesson, but we have to explore it. We wanted to explore this topic also for newbie learners. La mocca is a must known for people who study Italian.
Absolutely.
And the dangers of not using it correctly are something to know as well.
Absolutely. So at the end of today's lesson, we're going to be talking a little bit about how to use the mocha. But first, I think we should break this down into a line-by-line translation to figure out exactly what's going on.
Brilliant idea. Let me just start with this sentence.
Please do.
Ma c'è l'acqua nella mocha?
But is there the water in the espresso maker?
Ma c'è l'acqua nella mocha?
But is there water in the espresso maker?
Ma c'è l'acqua nella mocca? Sì.
Yes.
Sì.
Yes.
Sì. Sicura?
Sure.
Sicura?
Are you sure?
Sicura? Appunto.
Exactly.
Appunto.
Exactly.
Appunto.
Appunto, Marco.
Appunto is a beautiful word.
Beautiful, but we'll get there in a minute. First,
there should be a museum with appunto in
and
that
an
museum.
Exclamation point. Appunto.
Yes. Or a recording. I don't know. You figure it out.
Well, the first line, I think, has some more of the meaty parts of this dialogue. Maybe the most important is this word, c'è.
C'è. C'è. Sì. C'è. C'è.
So this comes from chi and e. These are two words that get put together. It means there is. Because e means it is, he is, she is. E.
Yes.
So c'è means there is.
Yes, c'è.
C'è Marco.
C'è Guevara.
There's Marco. Marco is here. Here's
Did you like that? You understand?
C'è Guevara. Well, this means there is. It's a singular. So you wouldn't say there is three books. You'd say there is one book.
Okay, if Che Guevara was actually here and I refer to him as Guevara, I could actually say Che Guevara.
You could say Che, Che.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, there is Guevara here, no? Or
yeah.
Like, Che Guevara.
Yeah.
That'd be also fun, you know?
Well, the word Che, no.
No, nobody's like.
Can also be used in a question because in Italian, the word order doesn't necessarily change between a statement and a question. So here we're actually saying, there is the water in the mocha. But you say it with different inflections to mean, is there water in the mocha?
C'è l'acqua nella mocha?
Good question. No, sì.
C'è l'acqua nella mocha.
The water is in the mocha. You see, it's the same sentence. So c'è means there is. C'è l'acqua. C'è una mocha. C'è la mocha. Then we have nella. This
nella.
Word. Let's talk about this word. What does it come from? It comes from two different words that were put together.
I know.
Marco?
Yes. It comes from in and la.
In, which is the same in Italian as it is in English.
But we pronounce it in.
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 And la. Because mocha is feminine. So in la becomes nella mocha. It's one word.
Yeah. In la equals nella.
C'è l'acqua nella mocha. Question. So, is there water in the mocha? Yes.
Sì.
Are you sure?
Sicura?
So we say this to a woman. Sicura, are you sure? But if I'm talking to Marco, I would say, Marco, sicuro?
Sicuro, 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 Catherine.
Sicuro?
Sicuro.
Okay.
By the way, sicura, sicuro is the adjective, like sure. So we can just say sicuro, right?
You don't have to say the verb. È sicuro?
Yeah, it's a common expression, like in English. We finally get to this work of art that is the word appunto.
Appunto. Why appunto here? Well, there wasn't water in the mocha.
Appunto.
And it exploded. Appunto. His point was made for him. Appunto.
It's a bit
exactly.
Sarcastic, no?
It's very sarcastic.
It's
you
very
always
sarcastic.
Say this word because you're a very sarcastic person.
Huh. Hmm. And I always go like, huh.
Appunto.
Appunto.
So this is great. Appunto. It means exactly. My point exactly. So like, remember, point. Appunto.
For example, Catherine, I tell you, like, Irene, she's so cheap.
Yeah, I know. She asked me for money today for lunch. She couldn't pay, like, 60 cents.
Appunto.
Exactly. But, my point exactly. So we're validating his point by saying
but it's
appunto.
Not true, eh? Because
no, she's not. She's lovely.
Actually, I have a big debt.
You have big debt with everyone. So. Shut up. All right, so let's take another listen to this dialogue. We'll hear it three more times. And when we come back, we'll talk to you more about how to use this mocha.
Dialogue, first time. Ma c'è l'acqua nella moka?
Sì.
Sicura? Appunto. Dialogue, second time. Ma c'è l'acqua nella moka?
Sì.
Sicura? Appunto. Dialogue, third time. Ma c'è l'acqua nella moka?
Sì.
Sicura? Appunto. Let me tell you everything you need to know about this coffee making device called la moka.
Okay.
Our tutorial will start with how the moka is structured.
Okay.
So it's a metal object with a hexagonal base. Do you like hexagonal bases?
I don't know if it's a word, but the base is clear. Yeah.
If it's not a word, it will be a word in that museum with a punto, hexagonal. And it's divided in three parts. At the bottom, you put the water. Mm-hmm. On top of the water is a filter, mm-hmm. where goes the coffee.
Yeah.
And then on the top one, it's just the place where the coffee will arrive. It's a bit difficult to explain without a visual support, but basically the water
like
boils.
It looks like a coffee pot on top of.
Just think of the
a little cup or bowl.
Just think of the regular coffee machines and invert the process, because the water is on the bottom, then the water boils, goes up, meets the coffee, and then it goes up creating the coffee, and you have the coffee.
It percolates upwards and not downwards.
Percolates.
So what you're doing actually, if you don't put the water in the bottom, is you're just creating pressure underneath the coffee, and the coffee beans will then explode, like happens in today's dialogue.
Yes, anyway, even if you don't love physics, you'll find this a very useful and interesting device to make a good coffee.
Excellent coffee, but don't leave it on the stove for too long or it'll burn and it'll taste really bad.
Yes. Say no more, Catherine.
I will not say any more.
I have bad memories.
In fact, this is the end of the lesson. So,
no,
if you have
die
questions,
already.
Mm-hmm, I'm sorry. If you have any questions or comments about today's lesson, or about any other lesson for that matter, please do check out our website, italianpod.com. Lots of places for you to post comments, ask questions, start groups, things like that.
I'll do that, because I wanted to do something.
You can post pictures of yourself using the mocha.
Naked.
No.
No, the mocha naked. I mean.
Oh. Okay, so until next time, Italian Potties, happy espressoing, and happy studies. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.